Well, everyone, welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Astana 1, Chelsea 3. The boys doing their longest ever trip in their European football history, heading all the way to Almaty because he couldn't actually even play where Astana are based currently. But it was a big result for Chelsea. A lot of basically what we could call the C team took part in the game today. Debuts for a lot of youth prospects. Tariq George getting a full 90 minutes of play, which has been touted for greatness at Chelsea. And of course, Joshua Chimpong filling in at right back as well after his contract talks seem to have headed all in the right direction. Fairly simple sailing for Chelsea. A great goal, to be fair, by Astana right at the end of the first half. But 3-0 up before that and Chelsea didn't really need to do much else. A very professional display by the boys and something which we can build on, seeing us head straight into the round of 16 for the Europa Conference League. That win tonight confirmed it after we beat Astana, a side which had, by the way, been unbeaten at home all season in the competition and obviously beat Manchester United a few years ago. Tonight, -6 degrees. It seemed to potentially be lining up for a glass half empty sort of evening for me. But Chelsea proved to the job. But I'm going to hand you over to the boys and they'll give you their thoughts on the game.
So it was a very unique night, a 3:30 kickoff in a freezing Kazakhstan with a heavily rotated team. I think really the big narrative of this game is the next gen of Chelsea. So many young players from Josh Achimpong to Tariq George to Raksaki, Dyer off the bench. I mean, even Harvey Vail, who feels like a little bit of blast from the past. I want to speak actually more so about kind of the big attacker of this game, which was Marc Guiou, who obviously scored 2 goals. Big moments for him. And yes, sure, context of a really poor opposition and some really bad defending. But, you know, he is a unique figure because he was bought in for such little. These are kind of the majority of his minutes. He's a very, very raw striker. But I think he has the tools to become something significantly better. I think more of a conversation is just on that development and whether he needs a loan to kind of get those minutes more consistently to progress faster. But for him, I think a good night. And for Chelsea, what is it now? 6 wins in a row. First time we've done that since 2022 and comfortably through to the next phase of the Conference League. So hopefully they return nice and sharpish to the UK and we can see some more young players in the upcoming weeks against Shamrock and Morecambe.
So, Mr. Sparky Play-Doh performing once again. Yes, if you listen to Final Score, The Score, which, by the way, if you're not listening to that, that'll be available tomorrow, of course, as a podcast. You can catch up on everything that you missed. We've established that Marc Guiou's nickname is Sparky Play-Doh, and we absolutely love him, as well as all the other youth players that appeared for Chelsea this evening. Now, of course, I know he's not directly a youth player, but it's great to see such great up-and-coming young talent appearing in a Chelsea shirt, and as Dan said, for such a small price as well. Fantastic to see him doing so well, and this is what Enzo Maresca had to say about all the youth players who appeared this evening.
The ones that they start, Tariq, Sam, and Josh, they all have done very, 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 very good, so very happy for them. And also the ones that they were inside the second half, so pleased for them.
So, every youngster did a good job today, and I think it's fair to say that we can all agree with that, given the result that Chelsea achieved this evening, or this afternoon, if you're in my case, a 3:30 kickoff, which was, as Dan said, a very interesting and noteworthy occasion. I don't think I've ever experienced that watching Chelsea, but that's by the by. Of course, there were some fantastic numbers in the game, -6 when it started, -15 by the time it ended, but I'm not the one who gives you the numbers. It's time to hand you over to Tom with Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Right, well, a weird trip to Kazakhstan, where we send 11 academy players and make a record, by the way, for Chelsea anyway, with 4 players in their teens playing in a European game. That's the first time that's ever happened for Chelsea. It results in, of course, naturally, a 3-1 win for Chelsea. That's 5 from 5 in the Conference League now. And it's easy as you like, really. It could not be much better from a Chelsea perspective. We've got Shamrock Rovers next week to finish off the selection, and then it's done into the knockout stages, hopefully as well. Well, not even hopefully, it is guaranteed now to avoid that potential last sort of 32, I suppose it would be called, the playoff, if you like. Chelsea's man of the match today in this game, Renato Vega, of course, probably one of very few senior players actually involved in the game. He, of course, did score, completed 88% of his passes, and it was just a very smooth performance from him. And from a senior player perspective, there weren't many who played today. Pedro Neto, of course, was one of them. He was hoiked at half-time, and it was a game really where some of the younger lads got an opportunity to perform. Of course, Marc Guiu also was on the score sheet, and just a very comfortable performance out there in Kazakhstan before Chelsea finish off their Europa Conference League with a game against Shamrock Rovers next Thursday. But it's pretty much all wrapped up now, and the roll is on, guys. We're on a roll.
Tom is absolutely right. Chelsea are indeed on a roll, and Shamrock Rovers is the final game in Chelsea's league phase of the Europa Conference League. A damp squib, if we will. Hopefully, we will see some more fantastic youth talent appear for Chelsea Football Club, as the team is already in the round of 16 phase. But a great result for Chelsea tonight. 3-1 victory against Astana. Youth players on display. Marc Guiu, or Sparky Plato, as he is now known, on the score sheet twice, proving that he may be a player for the future for Chelsea Football Club. But as of right now, this has been the Chelsea Echo. This has been the voice note review of Astana 1, Chelsea 3. I've been Louis, that was Tom, that was Dan, and that was also the bald man, Enzo Maresca. If you have enjoyed this quick fire pod, please make sure you give us a 5-star review and share this with your family and your friends. Let them know that they can get all their fixes of Chelsea content in one place. But guys, we will see you for the preview of the Brentford game of the weekend. We haven't got a late flight to catch, but the boys do. So let's make sure they get home safe and rested and ready for the game on Sunday. See you later, guys. Ta-da.